This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. Today we're talking about the fact that God heals through His Word. God is the healer. Sickness, that tells us in Acts 10:38, is satanic oppression. God is not the oppressor. God is the deliverer. Satan is the oppressor. When I first got saved, I was in a Baptist church. And I mean, if you want to send people running and hiding, just mention the devil. And they were terrified of the devil, to the point that they would not acknowledge. I had a fellow in my Sunday school class once who had received horrendously, horrific, unbelievable letters from a person. Just unbelievable letters, sadistic and just horrible. And he showed them to me. The worst part is, when I walk out of this Sunday school class, he'll be sitting out there in the hall. I said, oh, come on. He said, no, go look. I went and I looked. And I said, no, nobody out there. He said, yes, go look again. I said, you mean that little guy sitting out there? Yeah. I talked to the pastor. I said, you know, this guy's demon-possessed. And he said, there's no such thing. He said, I'll have his brother-in-law increase his medication. This man said, if you don't have sex with me, I'm going to kill you. And that's what he said in letter after letter after letter. But once you find out that you have authority over the devil, and you find out the devil's afraid of you, then you're no longer afraid of the devil. Amen? Once you find out the Word of God is the Word of God, then you'll speak the Word of God with authority. Faith in God is faith in God's Word. Unbelief in the Word is unbelief in God. I'm just astounded that God said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. How anybody could deny that God heals. You know, there's a lot of people who went to seminary who say God doesn't heal. Well, then God changed. And if God changed, how do you know what God is? How can you have any faith in a God that changed when He said He wouldn't change? And He didn't change. And He couldn't change. But thank God we can be believers. And the Bible, and I'm not saying that we are in the last days, but we're maybe in the last days. I said may. And in the last days, there's going to be pestilence. You mean like, and we forget, you know, it wasn't too long ago, the world was scared of something called SARS. And we've already forgotten about Ebola. Wait till they get Ebola SARS and see what you think. Wait till they get together, right? Legionnaires, all these diseases nobody even heard of a few years ago. But God says, by His stripes you are healed. He doesn't say except for or but. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 18. But as God is faithful. People really would never admit that they don't think that God is faithful, but they act like they don't believe that God is faithful. But as God is faithful, you know, Titus chapter 1 verse 2 says, God who cannot lie promised. Well, if God who cannot lie promised, then His promise is true. Amen? God who cannot lie promised before time began, but has in due time manifested His word through preaching. Amen? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. How can they believe in Him they've not heard? Can't. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast. Now, you don't have to hold fast to something if there's no opposing force. Amen? You can just go fishing and lay your pole down there and that minnow won't pull it away. But if a big old catfish gets on there, you better hold on to your pole, right? Hold fast. That means there's going to be force. Hold fast to what? The confession of your faith. You know, faith without confession is not faith. People don't like to hear that, but the Bible says, we believe, therefore we spoke. Faith speaks on this wise. Faith speaks. Amen? If you can't say it, it's because you don't believe it. Or you're ashamed of the Word of God. Let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. Hallelujah. He who promised is faithful. You can count on it. He who promised is faithful. God who cannot lie promised. So 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18, but as God is faithful, or because God is faithful, our word to you was not yes and no. It's not all, you know, maybe, I don't know, you know, God might. God could heal, but He doesn't heal very often. No, their word was not yes and no. It wasn't yes to you and no to you. It was today is the day of salvation. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, Silvanus and Timothy, was not yes and no. Jesus Christ was not yes and no. Did anybody ever come to Jesus? You know, the Syrophoenician woman wanted the devil cast out of her daughter, and Jesus did. But he never said no to anybody. Everybody that came, now there was a little argument there and a little testing because she was not a covenant person and he was not sent but to the sheep, the lost sheep of the house Israel. But he did anyway. Jesus Christ was not yes and no. He healed everybody that came to him. Now he didn't heal everybody, but he healed everybody that asked. Why? For all the promises of God in him are yes. Were the promises to him made? No, they're to you. The promises are to us. And they're all yes. Glory to God. Yes. For all the promises of God are yes. Jesus, will you heal me? Yes. Jesus, will you provide my needs? Yes. Jesus, will you save me? Yes. You remember when the leper said, if you're willing, you could make me well. He said, I'm willing. I'm willing. And he reached out and touched him. Now, you wouldn't want to touch a leper, would you? But Jesus did. Jesus is willing to touch a leper. All the promises. People say, well, I know God healed in the Old Testament. Well, when it said all the promises, they weren't referring to the ones of the New Testament. There wasn't a New Testament yet. They were referring to the Old Testament and what Jesus said and what the apostles were saying. All. Not some, not all, but he said, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. That promise is yes. He sent his word and healed them. That promise is yes. Forget not all of his benefits. Who forgives all thy iniquities, who heals all thy diseases. Ah, that must be yes too. Amen. For all the promises of God are yes, and in him amen to the glory of God. When you receive from God, it brings glory to God. You know, there are people who say, well, you know, this sickness glorifies God. No, nobody ever glorified God because they were sick. Nobody ever said, oh, thank God I'm sick. Jesus went about doing good and healing everybody that was oppressed of the devil, and he healed everybody that asked. Sickness is satanic oppression. People all through the Bible, they gave glory to God when they were healed. The promises of God are for us to the glory of God. God wants us to receive the promises so we can bring glory to Him. You don't have to talk God into anything. You got to talk your mind into it. Amen? Why? Because God's not the enemy of God. The carnal mind is the enemy of God. The carnal mind won't receive from God. And it can't. That's why we have to get the Word of God. Notice, let me read this to you from another translation, just verse 20. For all the promises of God find their yes in Him. That is why through Him we utter amen to God for His glory. You know, the word amen, I'm just going to read this to you out of a dictionary. The word amen at the end of a discourse means so be it. So be it, may it be fulfilled. It was a custom which was passed over from the synagogues to the Christian assemblies, that when he who had read or discoursed had offered up solemn prayers to God, the others responded, amen, and thus made the substance of what was uttered their own. How do you get the promises of God? You say, amen, I'll take it. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. That is exactly the essence of what Mary did when the angel said to her, you know, Mary, you're going to have a child. Even though you've never known a man, you're going to have a child. And she said, be it done unto me according to your word. She said, amen, brother. Amen, angel. Be it done unto me according to your word. Well, that was future tense. We can find a promise and say, it is done unto me according to your word. Why? Because today is the day of salvation. Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today, tuning into this radio program. As we've been announcing for several weeks, we now have Healing School every Thursday night at 7 p.m. The lesson that you heard today was an excerpt from our Healing School, and we are emphasizing the fact that we base our faith, we base our knowledge, we base our beliefs on the Word of God, not the word of any man, not the word of any textbook. The Word of God is our textbook, and God watches over that word to fulfill it. So we are having Healing School Thursday nights at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. You're all welcome to come, and I sincerely believe the body of Christ needs to get a revelation that God still heals today. And He does it through His Word and through His Spirit and through you, the body of Christ.